Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental issues from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. In our series of interviews with regular people about sustainability and going green, we are joined today by Donna Di Fiore, owner of Delectables Restaurant on 4th Avenue. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you, Lout.
I know that you are very much into sustainability. How does that work at the restaurant?
Oh, well, it works in my life in so many ways since I was small growing up with farming and gardening and canning. Today, it works at my home and my business. In my business, we recycle pretty much all the other businesses do, restaurants included, with a recycling bin. We recycle the normal things, the glass, the cardboard, and aluminum. Outside of that, we recycle wine bottles for hobbyist winemakers. We recycle egg cartons because my pastry chef goes through 30 dozen eggs a week. So we have a lot of the egg cartons. I use those at home to do seed startings. And in talking to you today, I just discovered I can use them in my basins to hold water.
Yes, yes. Egg cartons, cardboard, old newspaper, just shred them and you put them in the basin and it becomes a sponge.
Exactly. Yeah. For about a year, my son and I have been digging basins on our home property because our land is very slanted. It's terraced land. So we've been digging all these basins so the water doesn't like rip right by our property and go right into the wash. And this last rain was very exciting for me because I had big puddles of water on my property, and they were all gone the next morning. They all sunk in. So our basin program at home has been working out really well. About 5 weeks ago, I put in a rain harvesting barrel on my back porch, and oh, it was 5 weeks before it rained. I kept thinking, oh my God, it's not going to rain all summer, and I'm going to have this beautiful rain barrel. Well, in the first rain, it filled up. It's got 7 bands on its 6 feet by 5 foot diameter. And just in one night of rain, it filled up 3 bands. And then the next night, 2 more. So in the course of 4 or 5 days, I had 865 gallons of water off my porch roof.
And you use that for irrigation?
My garden, my pomegranate tree, mesquite trees, everything that's in the yard. That is the most exciting part of being sustainable, is collecting the water.
Are you familiar with Brett Lancaster's book on rainwater harvesting?
I am not.
He's really an authority on the subject. It's a 2-volume book now.
Is he here from Tucson?
Yeah, he's from Tucson.
Oh, cool.
Desert Harvesters. He does rainwater harvesting and local food crops, mesquite milling.
My son loves to do that. We have a lot of food that we harvest from the desert.
Like what?
Mesquite beans, Palo Verde beans. And the Palo Verde beans, we did something new with. We actually sprouted them. The prickly pear fruit, 1 to feed my friend Karen's turtle and 2 to make prickly pear syrup. Well, this is not so much a desert crop, but harvesting calamondin limes from the university campus, kumquat, and just in general, like what wonderful Ishkashita does.
The restaurant must produce quite a lot of recyclable materials.
Oh, we do. And it's really exciting because my crew's always coming up with ways for us to save things. One of our newest ones is everyone gets junk mail on specifically more Tuesdays than any other day. And everyone brings in their junk envelopes, and that's what we use for our tip envelopes. Just a real simple way to recycle. I think one of the best things people can do is to get on that do not do junk mail thing to really be sustainable. If we all did that, that would decrease just millions of pounds of paper going into the landfill. One of the things we do at the restaurant that one of my employees came up with was, when people have left the table, we take what's left in their water glasses and we put it in a 5-gallon bucket. And at the end of a busy lunch, we've collected sometimes 10 gallons of water, which my new velvet mesquite tree on my patio loves. And then Chef Tom, that works for me, is an avid woodworker, and he brings in all his sawdust, which goes into my compost at home. And Flowers on 4th, my next-door neighbor, I bring home all their flower compost, and all my prep scraps come from the restaurant to home. Coffee and tea grounds become an incredible fertilizer. My rose bushes love them. I mentioned the wine bottles and aluminum. I think the way that you're raised and your behavior, it can change so much if you just do simple things and kind of look at, do I really need to buy this? Where else can I get this product from? And do I need to throw away this glass jar that I just got olives out of? I save them and I dry oregano, and there's my oregano jar.
I understand that you are redoing all the lighting at the restaurant.
We are. We're going to start a new program that's sponsored by TEP, and we're retrofitting all our lighting and going to LED, and that's really cool. Every regular bulb is going to be LED, and all my fluorescent tubes are going to be LED tubes. It's a program that TEP is sponsoring, and they're absorbing part of the cost, which is great for them to offer it on a commercial level, which is also very smart because we use a lot more electricity. And then I don't know if you know, the city of Tucson does that water class, water harvesting. And once you've attended that, when you actually put a rain harvesting system on your house, they have a buck for buck rebate. On my house, I put an 865-gallon tank, and my son took the class. I totally spent $1,400, and I'm getting back like $865.
Where do you go to find out more about that?
cityoftucson.gov is the site.
Do you produce a lot of styrofoam?
Not so much. We use a 16-ounce styrofoam cup mainly for children's beverages, and a lot of them leave with the child. The ones that are left behind, we have just been throwing them in the regular trash, which I'm kind of dissatisfied about. But you were telling me about a program.
The Fairface companies sponsoring the Weekly Green have the first styrofoam recycling machine. They have had it since December.
You feed the machine styrofoam cups and it turns it into?
It turns it into crumb plastic. It compresses it and then it gets reprocessed to be plastic again.
Maybe shoes or a chair.
Could be anything. The only thing they don't do is the styrofoam egg cartons. Almost
and
no
smooth,
air.
Smooth, right.
And smooth. But the stuff you get in packaging from Amazon.
We just came up with another new one. One of my chefs saves all his plastic packaging at home. Not just the grocery bags, but the bread bags, the everything bags. And he just has a container he keeps shoving them into. You can bring all your plastic to Walmart and shove it into their plastic recycling thing. So we do that at the restaurant too. We have a big bucket, and gosh, everything we get is wrapped in plastic.
Walmart's not the only one. All the big supermarkets.
Supermarkets, yeah.
You mentioned the plastic bread bags, and you told me a story about your mom having a very special use for that.
My mother always saved the bread bags, and until I saw her do it, I didn't know what she was saving the bread bags for. So she would cut them into 3-inch strips, and then in the middle of that 3-inch long strip, she would go round and round the bag. So it ended up being, probably like a 3-foot strip of plastic. And in the middle of that, she would put a piece of cloth, and then she would fold it, fold it, fold it, and she'd do that and get them all prepped. Then she would braid 3 of them, and she would make braided plastic rugs.
Like bathroom rugs.
Bathroom rugs. Oh, actually, when I was at Providence College, the rug that was in the middle of my room was a big braided plastic rug. My mom is a seamstress and a tailor, and she hemmed everybody's pants and clothes and made clothes for people as well. So all the wool that she trimmed off became braided wool rugs. If the toaster broke, my dad would say, just throw the toaster away and let's get a new one. And she was never satisfied. She would take the whole thing apart and then try to put it back together. And if it worked, then she would be happy. And if not, she'd throw it in the garbage. We have another one we do at the restaurant. We call it our Green Box Program. Did I tell you about that one?
No, tell me about the Green
Box
Program.
So Christopher, my GM, came up with this one. It's a beautiful heavy-duty green box, and you call up and say, I have one of your lovely green boxes, and I want to order your Tucson's Best Chef salad, and we make it in there. And you come and pick it up, and then the next time you bring back the empty box, and we give you a new box. There's a couple that orders 2 chef salads every week of the year, and they own 2 green boxes. So 52 weeks a year times 2 boxes are not in the landfill every year just by 2 customers. Right. And we have probably about 150 green boxes out there.
Thank you very much, Donna. You're an example to us all.
Well, thank you, Loud. It was a pleasure to be here.